Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving. The Tigers reopened their dual meet season with a win, both the men and the women, at Georgia Tech this past weekend. And Auburn is back on the road this coming Friday. Auburn travels to Tuscaloosa to face Alabama with the diving event starting at 12:30. Joined now by Tigers head coach Gary Taylor. Congratulations on a win. I know that that's got to feel good to get a win on both the men's and the women's side and continue to work forward, coach.
Certainly. Thank you very much, Andy. I appreciate it. And definitely, it's been, I don't really need to go into great depth. It's been a strange 10 months for all involved. And certainly this season for us has been, no different from that standpoint. So, we had one dual meet this fall. We had our midseason invite. And then on the swimming side, we really hadn't competed in almost 2 months. So to take a quick trip over to Atlanta and get a couple of W's always feels good. And we're off to a good start this spring. So I'm excited for both teams.
I know this may sound like an obvious question, but how important is it to get a couple W's regardless of how you swim and dive?
Yeah, certainly I think that builds it just builds some positive emotion. I mean, our athletes, we walked off deck March 12th, for those that were competing in NCAAs. And really since then, again, they've only competed twice. So just to be back into that competitive fold, get a couple of W's. I told the rest of the staff, I'm like, it's been a year since we'd won anything, right? And that's not that comes off kind of negative. Like, we haven't won. We just haven't competed. So to go into competition, get a couple of W's at the end of the meet, be able to celebrate, team cheer, smiles on faces, just a positive vibe coming off the competition was certainly much needed. And in this day and age, with everything that's transpired, getting some good positive mojo moving forward is a good thing at this point.
As much as you guys have worked to get ready for that dual meet, how important was it to get a day away from the deck, so to speak, just kind of regroup for everybody involved?
Yeah, we trained really hard going into the meet. Even for us, just having a meet in Atlanta at Georgia Tech, away from our own pool facility, and just a different aura and vibe to it. And just an opportunity to see our teams compete, right? Because even as a staff, we haven't seen it. So you almost have to get acclimated and used to that again. So in that moment, we learned a lot from it as a staff, as a team. We had a lot of good performances and season best, and there's still opportunities to be a whole lot better the next 2 weeks. And then you come back to Auburn, you train on Saturday morning, and then we had the rest of the weekend off, which our team really over the last 5 weeks, I think prior to that, they'd had really only 3 or 4 days off at that. So you're in the grind. So we learned a lot. We took that into the weekend, and now we take that into our next three dual meets, which come right back on us real quick.
Thoughts about this past weekend, and then we'll look forward to Alabama. Any surprising performances or performances where someone really stakes a claim with regard to postseason at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly on the women's side. The goal was to, on the women's side, on paper, we were the better team, and we knew that going in, but I really challenged the women to dominate from the first relay to the final relay, and they very much did that. I think we won every event except one. We had some freshmen step up and perform. I thought Megan Lee, Emma Steckel provided good sprint and backstroke performances. Some of our elders, junior Emily Hetzer, had a really good couple of swims in the 200 and 500 freestyle. Carly Cummings winning the 100 breast, the 200 IM. So we had some senior leadership. We saw some younger athletes really take the next step. And the women dominated, start to finish. And so it wasn't just about winning, it was getting in performing. And a lot of them performed better than they had this fall coming off a really hard grinding training camp. So I think that bodes well moving forward. We were excited about that. And then on the men's side, you know, we knew what we were up against. Georgia Tech has, they've got several guys that are high-end NCAA caliber performers. And the front end of the meet, you know, I challenged our men. We felt like we could win the first relay. That didn't go our way. We felt like we could sweep the 1,000, which we did. The 200 free, we felt like we had an opportunity to win, and we didn't. But I thought, you know, really, we limited Tech's opportunities. You know, Tech got some wins in the meet, but typically we were going 2-3-4. So when they got the win, we were countering that by going 2-3-4. And then when we got wins, we really capitalized. So if you go back and look, when we got wins, there were a lot of 1-2-3s for us.
Right.
Our scoring format really helped. So some men that stood out, Nick Eberle has really taken off towards the back end of the training camp. He wins the 50, puts in a really good performance, the 100 fly. In fact, when he won the 50 and we swept that, you can really feel the energy from our men's team on that end of things. Another guy that's really stepped to the forefront, Michael Bonson, a freshman, he wins the 1,000 free and then put in a really good 500-yard freestyle performance to help set up the back end of that meet. You know, we got some big victories there. And then across the board, you know, the men, while they weren't getting wins, they were handling business, getting the 2-3s and 4s to allow us to win that meet. And so that was really big. Our divers were unable to compete, and that's one of the strengths of our program on both sides, and certainly on the men's side. So for our men on the swim side to get some big victories within that meet and then win the entire thing, I thought they took some big steps. And I think that grew the confidence and allows us, I think they know moving forward that we've got big meets in front of us, but also meets where we can be competitive and win. So we're excited about that.
All right, on to Alabama this week and throw in the fact that kids are back in class now. I mean, it's a different kind of week for you, isn't it?
Certainly. So they start back at school today. With that being said, I mean, they're also coming out of a training camp where, I mean, there were stints where we went 10 straight days without a day off. So now getting back into school for some of them, it's like, we're back at school. And at the same time, they're like, hey, now that means a little bit less training, a little bit of pulling back both mind and physically. So I think there's some give and take. I think they're back into the classes, a little bit less in the pool now as we move forward, both in diving and swimming. But with that being said, I mean, look, your first week back in the classes, you're facing Alabama. And if your blood runs orange and blue, you know what this week means, you know what this rivalry means. It's a big deal. So I think for us, getting their vision and their minds back on training and competition will be pretty easy from that standpoint. So as everybody knows, this day and age, it's all about the biggest hurdle this week is just, COVID testing and making sure everybody comes back negative so they're ready and prepared for the meet. So that becomes your biggest hurdle, which is that's the most 2020, 2021 thing ever. But, we're geared up and ready to go. I think last week built confidence, and now you look forward to racing your biggest rival. So we're excited about the opportunity.
What do you expect out of Alabama, Coach?
You know, I think same from them. I mean, there's no, we swept that meet last year. They're going to bring a certain energy and intensity as well. And so, you look at on the women's side, I think their programs really started to move in a positive direction. So, they've got great sprinting, some good middle distance performers. They've got one of the top distance women in the country. So I think they'll be able to bring it. They'll be up for this meet. They don't have a lot of glaring weaknesses. But I also think, you know, full go, we're at full go, fully healthy. I think we match up well on that end. And then on the men's side, I think last week will build some confidence on our end. And, you know, that we won this meet last year. So I think, again, they're going to have their strengths and we're going to have ours. And so who can capitalize on that? And then when that other team has their strength, what do we do to limit that? You know, so I'm excited about the opportunity. I think there'll be a great energy and intensity. This is why, you know, this is why you love sports. It's for rivalries like this. It's for the intensity, the excitement, kind of the aura and feel to it. So, you know, I mean, for us, this is why we coach. This is why we swim. This is why we compete. So swim and dive. So this is why we do what we do. And we're excited about, again, we're just excited about the opportunity to compete. And then once you're there, man, you're excited to be able to take on that neighbor across the state.
All the best to you this week. Be safe. War Eagle.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Gary Taylor on This Week in Auburn Swimming and Diving.